All right, good morning. We are at 8:08 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce and some guests, but we'll get into that here in just a sec. But how are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
I was gone last week.
Yeah, we missed you.
That's right.
So we are excited to get up to date with all the goings on in Independence because it is a busy time of year.
That's right. So I thought I would start by just refreshing everyone's memories around the meals that are available in our community. Every couple of weeks, I like to point out that in Independence, we have 3 free meals a week for people in need or people who are needing an opportunity to get out and socialize and visit with people, maybe older people who live alone. And this is an opportunity for them to get out and see people and enjoy a meal together. So every Tuesday evening at the First Christian Church, which is at 319 West Laurel, they provide the Open Arms Diner, which is carry out meals only from 5 to 5:30. And I was talking to them earlier in the week, and they carry out about 60 meals a week to individuals. So that's Tuesday night. Wednesday, the Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue offers a free dinner at 5:45. And then every Thursday evening, all of the churches take turns providing meals. It's called the Cuff Meal, which is Community United for Feeding Friends. And this meal is always at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And these are carryout meals as well. And they start at 6 o'clock. And the last time that they made a Facebook post, which is right before Thanksgiving, because last Thursday they didn't do the meal, they gave out 197 meals.
Wow.
So that tells me there's a need in the community, and these churches, these organizations are all working together to make sure that we provide those meals to people who would benefit. So wanted to make sure everyone knows about that. Also, briefly talk about recycling. So everyone knows that we're able to recycle every Tuesday from 11 to 1. You can drop off your paper, your plastics, your glass, your aluminum, and things like that. And then every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2, you can also drop off your debris, your appliances, your furniture, other bulky items. So the city makes this free to everyone in the community as a way to beautify Independence. So please, if you have these items, they're in your garage, they're in your backyard, they're on your front porch or whatever, let's load them up and get them to the sanitation yard and keep our community looking nice. Every Saturday from 8 to 12, we have recycling as well. So that's coming up this week. So Saturday is the first Saturday of the month. So be sure and mark that on your calendar. Let's see. Oh, I usually talk about the live music at Dickie's and things that are happening at the brewery, but I was on the brewery's Facebook page, and I noticed that they are having an event on Saturday, December the 10th, and so that's going to be not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and it's called Celebrating Kansas Breweries. It's a book signing. Michael Travis is going to be there. He wrote the book, Celebrating Kansas Breweries, and it features Indie Brew Works and head brewer Tim. So if you're into breweries and you want to get a book that is signed, be sure and go to the brewery on Saturday, December the 10th from 2 to 5. And then also mark your calendar because they're going to have beer school on January the 17th. So are you a craft beer fan?
We'd make it in our family.
Myself,
but we make like, you know, homebrew IPAs,
yes,
that sort of thing. So
have you been to the brewery yet?
I've driven by it a bunch, but I definitely need to check it out.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go to beer school. It's January 17th. Mark that on your calendar. And then let's see, what else do we have going on? I did this weekend. So I was cleaning out a closet and I had some extra coats and I loaded them up because Sherwin-Williams is doing an annual coat drive. Sherwin-Williams is located at 1802 West Main Street and they're doing a coat drive now until till Friday, December the 9th. And basically you take your coats out there, you drop them off, and then they're going to distribute them to Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry, Hannah's House, and the Community Access Center. You can also, if you've got smaller, like kids' coats and things like that, think about donating them to the schools. A lot of kids, they've outgrown their coats, and now the weather's changing, and all of a sudden they slip on the coat and they can't get it zipped, or the sleeves are too short,
Yep.
And we don't wear our coats actually, I don't, at least that much, that that they're worn out. These kids grow so fast. So be thinking about, if you don't have kids to hand them down to in the family, maybe taking them by Jefferson or Eisenhower, even the middle school and high school and the private schools as well. Another thing that's happening that I thought I would make people aware of. So there's going to be something called Senior Size, and that is being offered by Credo Senior Living, and that's in Independence at 2120 North 13th Street. And they're doing this every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. So it's a senior living facility, but seniors that are living on their own are welcome to attend as well. So it's Thursday mornings, 10 o'clock, and it's a way to improve your mobility, your flexibility, your balance and endurance. And it's always going to be on the first Thursday of the month. So that will be starting this week, actually, will be the first Thursday. And those are things that are important. Mobility, flexibility, balance, and endurance are things that keep people healthy and living on their own and things like that. So it's important that maybe if you want to get out and do some senior size, you can put that on your calendar. And then ICC is presenting Our Town, and that is a play that will be on the stage at the William Inge Theater. And it's by Thornton Wilder, and it's directed by a guest artist, Bob DeHane. So the college has guest artists come in all the time. I mean, they might be writing a play. They might be just a guest artist in the community, and they'll be working with all the theater students out at ICC. And so they'll be doing a performance for the students on Thursday, but the community performances will be Friday and Saturday, second and third at 7 o'clock, and then they'll have a matinee performance on Sunday at 2:00. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows and remembers that all of these performances are free. So it's a great way to check out the theater, bring the family out, and enjoy a production.
As we mentioned a couple weeks ago, that's a really neat play. We did it when I was in high school, so
yes,
it's a neat one.
So is it family friendly?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so we also have First Friday this week. So I wish that, you know, you're here obviously on the mic and can't get away for First Friday. But we were talking before we came online about Facebook Live, and we have First Friday this week, and it's also on Facebook Live.
Great.
So
that's
you'll have
good.
To check it out later.
Yeah.
But it's being sponsored by Apricot Lane Boutique, and it's bright and early in the morning at 7:30. And this one is all about shopping local. This one will solely be all of our chamber members who are retailers in the community. We have about 14 or 15 of them. They're going to be lined up on one big long table. They'll have all of their Christmas and holiday and store merchandise that they want to showcase. Each retailer gets about 3 minutes to show all of their merchandise, highlight their merchandise. And then at the end, we're actually going to have door prizes. Each one of those retailers will be giving a door prize. So that's like 15 door prizes that are going to be given out. So you get free coffee, free muffins, an opportunity to listen and see in person some great retailers and their merchandise, have an opportunity to win some door prizes, and we also will be giving out punch cards. You have to be present to get one of those, and all of the participating retailers, you get 10% off of your purchase up to $100. So that's a savings of $10. And so you only get one of those if you show up. So you got to be present to walk away with some of the fun stuff.
No, but that's great. And I know that we had Small Business Saturday, you
yes.
know, a couple days ago. So we all want to try to shop local, shop small for Christmas, because I think we got to support each other. And I'm all about it.
That's right. We absolutely do. And this is one way that we can support our local retailers, give back to them. As you mentioned, they support and give back all year long. They're always sponsoring something. Someone's always knocking on their door asking for a donation, and shopping local is a way for us to give back to them. It is so easy to get online and shop all hours of the day and the night and your sweatpants and everything. But what happens is then if you do too much of that, then we don't have a thriving downtown, which is a destination in Independence, and we're fortunate to have it. So encourage everyone to shop local. Just be mindful of that. You know, if you can't get it in Independence, then by all means, do what you need to do. But try to shop local first. The public library is going to be having a tree lighting and holiday festival this Friday as well. It's at 6 in the evening. The library is located at 220 East Maple, and they'll have a special performance by Indie Ensemble. They always sing lots of good Christmas music. It's a great event. They'll have festive drinks and treats for everybody. They are provided by the Friends of the Library, so put that on your schedule. So we have First Friday. We have the tree lighting. The high school has a home game. They're going to be playing Caney. Girls will play at 6. The guys will play at 8. Saturday's full of all kinds of fun things. There's a holiday craft fair at the Church of the Epiphany from 8 to 2. Church of the Epiphany is at 400 East Maple, so check that out. Stuff the Ambulance is going to be out at Walmart. So this is the Independence Fire and EMS Department, and they are collecting toys for the next couple Saturdays. So they were out there this past Saturday collecting toys, and then this Saturday they're going to be collecting toys, but they're kind of focusing on teens. So basically, you just go into Walmart, you go back to the toy department, and you buy some toys, and you walk out with all your groceries, and you stop by the ambulance, and you drop off your toys, and they're donating them to KVC, so that's a foster care organization in town, and that helps make all of those kiddos that are in foster care have a brighter Christmas. So Saturday the 3rd, and then Saturday, December the 10th, they will be out there. Oh, I think from around 10 to 3. So be sure and put that on your list of things to do to drop off some toys. Also on Saturday will be another craft fair at the museum. So you want to check that out from 8 to 2. The craft fair will be open. So put that on your list of things. Basketball. We have a home basketball game this Saturday. The Pirates are going to take on Seward County Community College. Seward County, if you don't know, is in Liberal, so that's quite a haul.
That's a haul.
That's right. So the women play at 2 and the men play at 4. That's so they can get back home before the wee hours of the morning. There's also a home tour. So ESA Beta Rho Sorority is having their Christmas home tour. It's this Sunday from 12:30 to 3:30. You can get tickets at the chamber office. They're $10. You're going to be able to see lots of beautifully decorated homes. Maybe that'll be your inspiration for starting or finishing your Christmas decorating. But you can get your tickets at the chamber office, Sayers Ace Hardware, Apricot Lane, the Main Street office, and Creative Concepts. And then also on Sunday is a jazz band concert, and that's a concert from Independence Community College, but they're going to have it at the Shelter House at Riverside Park. So opportunity to, it's always good to get out on campus, but it's fun to get the college into the community. Yeah. So they've picked the Shelter House, which will be a great setting for a jazz band concert. It's at 7:00 in the evening, so be sure and check that out. First Oak Bank is going to have Cookies with Santa. So if your kids have not seen Santa yet, next Tuesday, December the 6th from 4 to 6 would be a great time to get them to the bank, sit on Santa's lap and tell Santa everything that they're hoping for Christmas. You can get pictures taken as well, and there'll be snacks. So again, that's First Oak Bank in downtown Independence, 113 North Penn, Cookies with Santa next Tuesday from 4 to 6. So let's see. There's going to be another Pirate basketball game next week on Wednesday the 7th, and that will be Cali County Community College. This will be an evening game, so the women play at 5:30, and the men will start at 7:30. So if you're loving basketball, which I do, put that on your calendar. And then Community National Bank's going to have an annual Santa photo shoot Thursday. So if Tuesday doesn't work out at First Oak, then put Thursday on the calendar at Community National Bank, 5:30 to 8. You can sign up if you want to. You can just walk in as well. And they're also taking some food pantry donations. And if you bring money that goes to the Salvation Army. So opportunity to give back as well and visit Santa. And then as we wrap up, we have Main Street's Holiday Sip and Shop next Thursday from 5 to 7. You won't want to miss that. That's always a fun time in downtown. All the retailers will have some festive drinks to sip as you're shopping in downtown Independence. So again, that is next Thursday. And Saturday will be Christmas in the Park. That's going to be in the enclosed 4-H building, and Santa will be there as well. It's from 4 to 6. They're going to have carriage rides. Also, if the weather permits, the carousel will be open. Ride the carousel for free. And I think they're going to also have miniature golf, and I think that's a by donation. So if we get good weather, that'll be fun to play miniature golf, ride the carousel, and enjoy Christmas in the Park. And then Meadowlark Lounge, kind of save the date for that. That's Saturday, December the 10th, which is not that far away. It's next weekend, not this weekend. It's at the museum, 123 North 8th Street. The concert begins at 7. We've got some really good singers and songwriters signed up. So Chris Friend, I believe.
Chris Friend.
Is that him?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
So you've performed at the Bluebird Cafe, too? Yeah, in Nashville, Tennessee. Super cool. Well,
yeah.
Look at you. And Branson.
Own.
I was reading about it on Facebook.
We're going to have one or two KGGF tables there to watch it.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah. Then you got to have him do a little pre-show on the air.
I'll see if I can talk him into it.
Okay, so Chris will be there, and Dylan Keene, he's 16 years old, so a young talent. Brighton Stoll, which I've heard him play before, and Charlie Benedict as well, both very talented individuals. Get your tickets. It's a fundraiser for the museum, $20. Call the museum at 331-3515 if you need more information. And then the St. Andrew Annual Community Christmas Dinner and Warm Clothing Drive is Sunday, the 11th at the Parish Center, 420 East Myrtle. A free turkey dinner and all the trimmings will be served from 11:30 to 1:30. And if you need free winter clothing, they'll have a giveaway for that as well. So make sure that you let everyone know about that. And then I would just say that the Marine Corps League is doing a toy drive. They have a big container at the chamber office. So if you're looking to donate some toys and maybe you're not able to get out to the toy drive with the stuff, the ambulance, you can drop toys off at the chamber office and they will go to the Adopt a Family program. And if you want to adopt a family for Christmas this year, you can go to Community National Bank, and they have all of the families there where you can, you can pick a family. You can pick a single mom with two kids, or you can pick a family with only one child, or a family with lots of boys, or, you know, whatever. They work to try to match you up with, maybe your family, if they're wanting to shop for others. So think about that, and lots going on. If you have questions, or if I've said something incorrect and we need to make a correction, or if you know of something happening in the community and you want me to help share the information, always just give us a call at the chamber office, 331-1890. Check out our Facebook page, Get Independence, and everything's on our website at indkschamber.org. So
excellent. Well, Lisa, that is a very comprehensive list, as always, so lots going on.
That's right.
But hey, we've got some guests here who have been waiting very patiently.
We do. So I always like to, from time to time, bring people with me. When I'm out and about in the community, I run into a lot of people, and I try to make sure that if they have information to share, that we get them in front of people, whether that's at a civic organization as a speaker, or speaker at First Friday, or it's sharing Facebook posts, or it's inviting them to come and be live on the air to share that information. It's always nice, and I truly appreciate the radio station giving us the opportunity to make sure that we're able to share with the listeners really good, valuable, up-to-date information. And this morning, I brought a couple of individuals from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. So we have Jeremy Hunsucker with me. He is a detective for Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And we also have Natalie Reese, and she is a deputy sheriff. Is that a deputy?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. And they both have canine dogs and are part of the canine program at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And we visited with Jeremy in the past when they were raising all of the funds to be able to purchase these dogs. So purchase a dog, take it to training, then the officer has to go to training, and it's a significant investment, but they're making a significant impact in the county. And they both have dual purpose dogs that I'm going to let them talk about, but I just wanted to open up the mics and welcome Jeremy and Natalie and let them tell us about what's going on. So tell us what you want us to know about these dogs.
Thank you very much for having us this morning. We're super excited about the program. Sheriff Wade obviously seen a need for the program, and with Lisa's help and Chad Richenberger's help, we were able to get enough funds from donations throughout the community, individuals and businesses. CBR also donated and helped us out at a tremendous amount, and we were able to achieve and obtain two dogs from Southern Coast Canine. Hector is 2.5 years old, and he is a dual-purpose canine, like Lisa was explaining. He's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Belgian Malinois. Currently been using him on the street quite a bit for narcotics detection, and he's helped us out be able to get, you know, some of the drugs off the street. And these dogs are able to do stuff that the officers aren't, and we're just excited about the program. We appreciate all the help from everybody, and I'll let Natalie kind of explain and tell you about Canine Sancho.
So I have Canine Sancho. He came from Southern Coast Canine as well. He is a half Belgian Malinois and German Shepherd. He is the more handsome of the dogs. He is also a dual-purpose dog. That means, you know, he can do detect narcotics, also with patrol work, area searches, building searches, stuff like that. I don't know if people really know what dual-purpose really means. So,
go ahead and tell us, because I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, he dual-purpose is, you know, you do narcotics, and there's a patrol side, so they can, like, if a suspect runs and they drop a piece of evidence, we can send them out and they can find that evidence just using their nose. You know, us humans, all we have are our eyesights, you know. Dogs, they can use their eyes and use their nose, and it's actually really impressive. You learn a lot about these dogs, and they're just really intricate beings.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, as a dog owner, the sense of smell, I mean, my dog can smell Wichita, you know, a half hour away from, it's just wild, you know? And so there, it's on another level that we cannot
absolutely
grasp.
Absolutely. Yes.
So the next time you lose your cell phone, Lisa, just give us a call.
Okay.
Oh, yes. But like, do you use canine units at all for, you know, we see the movies where, oh, you know, Timmy's lost or whatever, would like have trying to find a lost person. Do you ever use the canines for that?
So the dogs are both trained in tracking, and they use ground disturbance and human odor to be able to locate the individuals. We have not used them to be able to find lost people. Typically, we're there quick enough and receive the call that we're able to locate them without having to use the canines. But both of them are trained in tracking. They're trained in area search to be able to go out into the woods off leash and find somebody. And they're searching for that human odor. Like Natalie was talking about the building searches. It's pretty amazing. You know, in a large building, you're able to send the dog in and they can locate that human odor behind a door. And they'll indicate by barking and sit there at the door until we come up there to them. And so we're able to use them in a lot of different fields and areas. It keeps officers a lot safer from having to send them into the building. You know, we don't want to get somebody hurt, and obviously we don't want to get the dogs hurt. They're a big investment, but it's better than sending a human in there to try to find somebody.
Sure. And is this a fairly new program then for Montgomery County? Have we had canine units before?
Yeah, so I started with the sheriff's office in 2009. In 2010, I became a canine handler, and so this is my third dog. We've just continued to grow and get better dogs, and the assistance with the community has helped tremendously, you know, get some A-class dogs.
No, that's great.
So how much do these dogs cost?
Well, I would have to take out a loan, Lisa. Right around $10,000.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Significant investment, but well worth it.
That is correct. Yes, they're imported. Both the dogs came from Europe. We go down there to Southern Coast Canine and do selection testing. Typically takes 2 to 3 days, run through anywhere from 10 to 15 dogs and just kind of narrow it down from that point. Obviously, we're looking for specific dogs, not just a single purpose, narcotics only dog. We as deputies in the county don't just do one job, so you can't really expect the dogs to just do one thing as well with this type of investment.
So are you normally, you know, say you're out on patrol or whatever, do you keep the dogs with you just while you're out and about? Do you keep them at somewhere with the sheriff's office? What does their day look like?
So the dogs do stay with us at the houses. We have kennels there, which some of the funds from the community and the businesses and CVR were used to be able to purchase these kennels. We purchased those kennels here locally. We tried to keep the funds in county. And they stay with us at the house. They load up and come to work with us all day. We spend more time with them than we do our families. They are family.
Right?
Yeah, they are family.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, that's how you build that. Because it's important to have that relationship with that dog, too. I mean, this is critical.
It is. You got to have a strong bond. And I've watched Natalie with Sancho come up and their bond and how it's gotten better over time. And I'm excited to see where they're going to be at in another year.
So is this normal or is this typical to have a sheriff's department with two canines, or is this impressive and a significant investment that the community, the county has made to be able to afford you this opportunity?
So when I first started, there was four canines. Each shift had a canine on it.
Okay.
So we've kind of went backwards a little bit. It is a lot of work, and it's a lot of effort and a lot of time that's involved, a lot of our own time that's donated towards the program to be able to make sure that this keeps going. It's something that we care about, and it's something that we know that we need to have, as well as Sheriff Wade, and he understands the need for these dogs to be able to try to make a difference in the community. Most sheriff's offices have multiple dogs, especially a county of our size. You're just a lot of coverage area to be able to handle.
So we need more.
I would love to have more.
Okay.
I would love to have more. We're always looking for more funds. If you're interested in helping us out, please reach out to Deputy Reese or myself at the sheriff's office. We'd love to talk to you and explain what we're doing and keep you updated.
All right. Well, is there a certain age where we retire these dogs to say if the dog turns this X number of years, or is this kind of on a take it as it comes basis?
We hope to work the dogs until they're roughly 9 to 10 years of age, but it also depends on how much work you put in with the dog and kind of how their body can handle the workload. They're no different than humans. So, and we work these dogs multiple times a week. They're athletes, professional athletes.
I believe it. Absolutely.
Good information, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It is really, you know, it's something that you don't necessarily think about. You know, it's just amazing how many steps there are in the world of just, you know, sheriff's work. Because they're, and I assume, you know, you probably, I don't know, it depends on the day, but you probably get several different calls to come assist, I would assume, different deputies and that sort of thing.
That's correct. Yes, we get calls from Independence, Coffeyville, Cherryville, Caney. We go and assist other counties.
Yeah,
that's
what I was going to ask. Is there any interoperability sort of thing where you're helping other counties?
Yeah, we've got a great working relationship with the surrounding counties around us. And Wade understands that a lot of these communities and counties and cities need help just like us. When we have a major incident, we contact state agencies and get help from them. And so we're happy and excited to go and help those smaller towns. Neodesha Police Department called us a week and a half ago, and we ran up there and used the dog for them because they don't have the funds to be able to have a dog, you know. And so a lot of the people that are doing crime in Montgomery County are also traveling out of Montgomery County and going to these smaller towns around us, and sometimes we're able to help with that.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your work, and this is just another great part of the Sheriff's Department, and it's really good to see. And hopefully, hey, maybe we'll get a few more in the next few years. I think that would be beneficial, it sounds like.
Well, thank you very much, and we're glad to be here this morning and very happy for the opportunity.
All righty. Well, everyone, it's been a wonderful update here. You know, Lisa, I appreciate you bringing in some guests this morning, and it's great to meet both of you. And I think this is just another wonderful showcase of the good people we have in our community keeping us safe.
That's right. And it's a great, you know, we're talking about the holiday season and giving. And if this is something that you're passionate about, or you know that our county needs this, this support, these canine dogs, I mean, that would be a great donation to make at the end of the year. If there's somebody who's listening, a business, an industry, an individual that wants to contribute, am I correct in saying that they can donate to the Community Foundation for Independence? Isn't that where some of the monies went when Chad was working to raise the money for your dog?
Yes, that's correct. And the funds are still trickling in through them as well. And we still have that account with them. And those funds, even though we have the canines purchased, we still have vet bills and food. And there's a lot of equipment that goes into training these dogs. Using a bite suit, obviously we don't want to get bit ourselves.
Right. I've seen some of those videos. That is impressive.
Yes, it is. It is. And we use muzzles and leashes and tracking harnesses, and equipment wears out, and we've got to, you know, replenish those items to be able to keep things going. So if you have questions in regards to where your money will be spent or how it will be spent, please feel free to reach out to us.
Yes, and so the Community Foundation would, for Independence, it's called CFFI, would be a way to make a tax-deductible donation to this very worthy cause. So be thinking about that. It's a great idea at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, a great reminder, today's Giving Tuesday. So
that's right. That is coming up. Yeah. Yes. Is that today? Yes.
Today it is. So something to think about today.
There you go.
All right. Well, everyone, it's just been wonderful to have you on. And don't be strangers. Feel free to come back and by and see us. And I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Lisa, for bringing some guests in. So, everyone, we will take a break here, return with, we'll actually get started with Open Line here in just moments. So, you all have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
And you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.